Well, my whole world was revolutionized when I read an article in Forbes magazine about a car that was being produced by Mitsubishi in combination with a Chrysler Corporation. Well, when they went out and began to do research, they found out what you might guess. Americans said, well, you know, I really would like the Chrysler company. I'd like to buy American cars, but the Japanese make better quality. Now, when I read this, I got upset. I thought, this is ridiculous. You know, it's true Japanese create quality products, but so do Americans. I mean, how can people generalize that? Look what it's doing to Chrysler. But then I mismatched myself. And I thought for a moment, is there a good reason why most people in America would rather buy a Sony than an RCA? And there is an answer. Most American consumers clearly perceive that Japanese products are superior in quality. And you know what? They have a lot of evidence to back this idea up. They have a lot of experience, and so they don't trust the American companies anymore. They won't even buy the product when it's even made by the Japanese under the American name, in Chrysler's example. Pretty amazing. But what has made the Japanese culture so obsessed with quality? Is it just the culture itself? That's what most people would have you believe. The reality is quite different. The actual basis for the Japanese miracle finds its place in an American. What am I talking about? In 1950, Japan was war-ravaged. And General MacArthur was over there trying to get things done. He couldn't find anything of quality. He couldn't even make a phone call. Finally, in utter frustration, he decided to work with a Japanese union of scientists to bring over the foremost expert in quality control in the world. His name, Dr. Edwards Deming. Dr. Deming came in 1950 and began to teach the Japanese a standard to conduct all their business by. He taught them a new set of beliefs that were often completely contrary to traditional American business. And he taught them a series of strategies on how to constantly analyze and improve virtually anything they could manufacture. His philosophy was very simple. The only way the Japanese people could rebuild their economy and compete would be by setting a new standard within their businesses. And that standard was to focus on how they could constantly and never-endingly improve their quality. He said if they would increase their quality, quality would always cost less in the end. That an obsession with cutting costs and increasing revenues is what eventually destroys most companies. That most American companies focus on meeting a particular standard. And once we've met that standard, we have satisfied customers. He said you do not want satisfied customers. You want loyal customers. And the only way they're going to be loyal is if they believe that what they're getting from you is the highest quality possible. And if you're constantly improving the quality of what you make or what you do, they'll stay with you. He said the biggest mistake that American management makes is that they set an arbitrary standard and they believe that the only way to increase that standard is by spending more money, which would reduce their profit. He said nothing is further from the truth. Your key to success will be to make gradual, constant, never-ending improvements at an incremental level, that by constantly improving the little things, quality will come together at a level people never dreamed possible. He said, but it must be daily. It must be management. It must be workers. It must be supervisors. It must be all people working together to produce this consistently. Deming continued to come back year after year to teach the captains of Japanese business, some of which, by the way, were just getting started, little companies like Sony with Mr. Morita. He promised them that if they absolutely committed a constant, never-ending improvement in the quality of their products and services, that shortly they would flood the world with quality products and become a dominant power in industry and eventually a dominant economic power in the world. Well, to war-ravaged Japan, where you couldn't even make a phone call, this seemed absolutely absurd. But the Japanese people, the captains of business, believed him and applied what he said rigorously. A national award was developed back in 1950 in Japan called the Deming Award. The Deming Award represents the company that has demonstrated at the highest level the power of constant, never-ending improvement in quality. It's competed for with a level of intensity that's very difficult to even describe unless you've met a Japanese CEO, supervisor, or worker that's part of a company that's in this contest. The award is given on national television. Deming is recognized in Japan as the father of the Japanese economic miracle. And yet, we barely hear about him here in the United States. Well, that began to change a little bit back in 1980. I don't remember if it was 60 Minutes or 2020. One of our major television news magazines did a story on the American who's responsible for the Japanese economic miracle, Dr. Deming. In this story, they went and interviewed the Japanese companies that had revolutionized industry using Deming's principles. And they began to talk to Japanese officials to find out that, in fact, this man's standards, his philosophy or beliefs, and his strategies are used daily and precisely by these multinational companies to create world dominance in their area of competition. One of the millions of people who watched this show was a man named Donald Peterson, chairman of the board of Ford Motor Company. He didn't just watch this show, he took action upon it. Instead of saying the Japanese are beating us because they're lucky, he said, I believe the difference is quality. We're losing because they're building a better quality of product, and there's no reason why we can't develop better quality of products here in the United States. We're going to implement this man's standards, his beliefs, and his strategies throughout Ford Motor Company. From the top down, from the chief executive officer to the people on the assembly line, he brought Deming in, and that is when Ford changed their focus and what you heard in their ads to Ford quality is number one. That wasn't just an idea. It wasn't just an ad. It's something that Ford did throughout the entire company. They instituted trainings and seminars and brainstorming sessions, all getting people to change the level of standards they held for themselves. Rather than waiting for a supervisor to come by and say, well, that's not good enough quality, each individual began to develop a new belief that the way Ford was going to compete and win in the auto industry was by constant, never-ending improvement at the most minute level, so that everyone's contributions would create a momentum that would turn the company around. By applying this change in standards, beliefs, and strategies, Ford Motor Company by 1986 had turned themselves around from a company that was losing billions of dollars to over $6 billion in profit, from deep in the red to a corporate model of success across the United States. What were some of the specific standards and beliefs that they changed? Deming taught them that increasing quality was the only way to compete, and he got them to believe by demonstrating through statistics that quality always costs less.